The Kingdom of How to Be Good.
Once upon a time, in a place far away, there was a great king who wanted to teach the people how to be good. He ruled over a vast kingdom, so vast that people used to say it stretched even beyond where the eye could see. All kinds of people and animals lived in his kingdom, and they each had their own ways of doing things. Now that was fine with the king. He loved to see all the special gifts everyone had. But there was one problem. Everyone wanted to convince the others that their way was right. They split up into groups and quarreled with anyone who was from a different group. Each had their own colors and shapes, and those who had a lot didn't like those who had a little. The children were constantly arguing, even fighting with each other over the littlest things, and just things they were. One wanted 2's toy, 3 wanted 4's sneakers. It made them jealous. Even if one had a lot, he still wanted more. And if he didn't get his way, he would start yelling or crying, kicking and screaming. When they grew up, they began to fight and even hurt each other. So the king decided on a plan. He would build a special place in his kingdom and send the children there to learn to behave better. It would be a beautiful place with everything that a child could ever need. And there would be only one rule. They would have to learn to be good and live together in peace. The plants in this place had beautiful flowers. But if any child got angry at another, the flowers wouldn't bloom. The trees offered delicious fruit. But if anyone tried to take more than their share, the fruit would dry up. The lakes and rivers provided wonderfully clear water, but if someone started fighting with another, the water would become dirty and not allow people to drink. So the children had to practice being good. It took some time, but slowly, instead of fighting, they started to share. Instead of arguing, they started to be patient. And they learned to live together in peace. Back at the palace, the king was overjoyed. It was time for the children to return. But the children were so happy, they didn't want to leave this special place with clear water and delicious fruit. Besides, their parents were still fighting and arguing. So the king convinced the children that if they came back and shared what they had learned, everyone would live in peace. And he promised them a big celebration. One by one, the children returned. Wherever they went, people began to change. By continuing to share their love and friendship, and just by being good, everyone, even the adults, stopped fighting and learned how to be good. And so, that is how the land became known as the Kingdom of How to Be Good. And so, my fellow travelers, you can change the world by changing yourself.